Now, on that wagon, what do you call the steel outside of the wheels?
Rim.
And if a man was had a load of wood in his wagon and he was driving along, you'd say he was probably
carrying a load of wood.
Mm-hmm. Now, we're walking or driving down the road. There's a log across the road. You'd say, I tied a rope to it and I
drug the log out of the road.
And then if you've maybe done that 7 times in one day, by the end of the day, you might say, it's been a long day. We have
drug the logs out from the road.
Mm-hmm. And what do you use to break the ground with in the spring?
A plow.
Well, we mentioned yesterday we talked about a push plow.
Yes. For gardens.
And after you'd use that plow, you'd use something else over the ground.
A harrow.
And back to that wagon again, what is it the wheels fit onto?
An axle.
Now, if you're gonna saw some logs, you might put them on some kind of frame to hold them. If it's an X-shaped frame, you might call it a...
Let me see what my memory is.
We were talking about the difference between those and the ones that are shaped kind of like an A.
Well, an A is a sawhorse, mm-hmm. and the other is a buck, sawbuck.
That's what your mother thought.
Yes, mm-hmm. and a sawbuck is also, she was comparing it to the dollar bill, too.
Oh, now, if you're going to straighten your hair, you'd use a comb and a
brush.
And when you're going to use that, you say you're going to
brush my hair.
Mm-hmm. What did men use to sharpen straight razors earlier?
On a strap.
And if you're going to use a revolver, first you'd put what in it?
A bullet.
People weren't using light ammunition. They might have just been firing blank
bullets.
What is the toy made for children by putting a plank over a trestle?
A seesaw.
And if kids are playing on that, you say they're
seesawing.
And did you ever use the kind of toy where you'd have a limber plank fixed on both ends, jump up and down?
Yes, but I don't know any name for it.
Now, you were telling me those were usually over water, aren't they?
You had your, a lot of people, originally they were called foot logs, but down here at the branch they had just several plank from rock to rock, and the great joy was to get in the middle of it and bounce up and down on it and see if you could break it.
And if you broke it, what happened?
You just left it till the grown-ups come along and put another plank.
But where did you end up, meanwhile?
Down in the water. That was the joy of it.
I guess on a hot summer day, that'd be very
wonderful.
Uh-huh. I think we talked about also that you did not remember playing on a plank maybe anchored in the middle so it would spin around.
No, we didn't have any of those.
And would you ever make a toy by tying a long rope to a tree limb and putting a seat on it?
Yes, a swing.
What else would you do with the rope, maybe, to play with?
Well, if there was just two people, you'd tie the rope to the trunk of the tree, and one of them would whirl it around, and you'd play skip the rope.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember any rhymes that you said when you were playing that?
No, I don't.
Now, a lot of people didn't use coal around here too much, but what would you call that container for carrying coal, say, to the fire?
A scuttle.
And what would you call the small vehicle with a wheel in front and two handles to push it by?
A wheelbarrow.
And what would you use to sharpen a knife?
Now, that's where we got to.
Yes, before we had the problem.
Mm-hmm. And I still can't think what we used.
Well,
but
I think we use a long, flat sort of rock.
You mean a whetstone?
Mm-hmm.
Well, those are the things you used to. Lots of farmers had a whetstone that stood upon a stand,
mm-hmm.
and you turned it round and round. But what I'm trying to think of is just the file.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You used a file.
Now, did that thing that went round and round have any special name?
It's a whetstone, but I don't know any other name for it.
Okay.